In less than a week, key sections of the Patriot Act are set to expire, including the ones that authorize the National Security Agency's bulk collection of data and phone records. And though there is still time for lawmakers in Washington to reach an 11th-hour deal, there are reports that the government has already started shutting the program down. Meanwhile, in France, which has long been critical of the Patriot Act, lawmakers are now moving to vastly expand government surveillance, just a few months after the terrorist attacks on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo and a kosher market in Paris. Nabila Ramdani is a French journalist and commentator. She joins us now to talk about this. Welcome.
Hello.
Well, tell us, first of all, what this new law in France would do. How dramatically would it expand the government's surveillance powers?
Well, the main provisions of the law are rather vague, but the key one is that it will authorize the bulk collection of metadata via internet providers. And that means servers that we use every day, which can contain all kinds of confidential information, will effectively be in the hands of the authorities. And some of the jargon mentioned in the bill is particularly sinister, as it calls for the setting up of a supervisory body called the National Commission for Control of Intelligence Techniques. Now, to me, that sounds not simply like something out of the old Soviet Union, but something out of George Orwell, 1984. Now, the bill is meant to define the purposes for which secret intelligence gathering can be used. But I know that such definition will be absolutely meaningless. The authorities will effectively be able to use this intelligence for anything they like.
But there are many who are in favor of this bill. Clearly, it's got support in the legislature. What about President Hollande? Because he was critical of the intelligence gathering efforts that the U.S. was doing that were revealed by Edward Snowden. What is he saying about this new law in France? Is he on your side or is he in favor of it?
Well, I have sources in the National Assembly in Paris who are confident that the bill is almost certain to be passed, and the ruling socialists are particularly keen on it because of what happened in Paris last January, and the President Hollande massively supports the bill. 17 people were murdered in the heart of the French capital,
right,
and they were killed by terrorists who were well known to the authorities and at one stage were being tapped. The authorities left the guard slip. And they view this new bill as a means of filling some of the gaps, if you like. Now, the problem is that the Paris terrorists represent a tiny minority of French citizens, and that includes a tiny minority of the 5 million plus Muslims who live in France. Another problem is that the new law will effectively be a clampdown on freedoms. And even more sinister, the slightest reference to the words terrorism or indeed jihad will trigger security alerts and lead to people being arrested.
What about judicial oversight, though? There is going to be judicial oversight here, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, the government makes provision for that in its backing of the bill. But in spite of France being a socialist government, it is a very reactionary one and has already had a legal argument, for example, with companies like Twitter to try and find out information about people behind Twitter posts. So it seems that, you know, they can override the judiciary when they're keen to get information that they say relate to the prevention of terrorism or indeed national defense.
Nabila Ramdani, how do you see the debate that is going on in France as different than the debate that's going on in the United States, where Congress right now is debating an extension of some key provisions of the Patriot Act that was passed in the wake of September 11th, 2001?
Well, I think, you know, what's happening in the U.S. is not dissimilar to what is happening in France, to be perfectly honest. And you regularly have this perennial debate about guaranteeing a national security and indeed fighting terrorism while making sure that the liberty, the civil liberties and the freedoms of a country's citizens are also being protected. And good governance implies to find, you know, a balance between these two to guarantee that, you know, people still feel that they live in a free society and that their liberties are not being curbed. Equally, the number one duty of a state is to guarantee its citizens protection for people not being killed effectively. So it's a tough balancing act that any civilized government, you know, should work towards achieving.
But do you think that we're in different places on this? The attack in France was so recent compared to the attack in Washington and New York and the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. The United States has had a longer time to look at the balance of security and civil liberties.
Well, yes, indeed. But I think it might be that it's a knee-jerk reaction in the wake of the Charlie Hebdo attacks, which was widely publicized around the world and which shocked, you know, an awful lot of people around the world, and many heads of states and indeed representatives of governments were present at the Paris March. And the very fact that terrorists were able to hit so hard at the heart of a Western capital sent, you know, strong signals to all governments around the world to toughen up, you know, their intelligence gathering and security measures. So I think what happens in Paris is not to be looked at in isolation, only in the French or indeed European context, but it says a lot about global terrorism and how publications can trigger that kind of reactions from extremists, and that affects, you know, how the media works around the world.
That's French journalist and commentator Nabila Ramdani with a very strong view, as we heard there, on this new French law that is making its way through the parliament, sort of the French version of the Patriot Act. Nabila, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.